It's not every day I get to have a conversation with a former NASCAR driver. But when I got to talk to Kyle Petty, son of NASCAR legend Richard Petty and father of Adam, I asked the same thing I usually ask people coming through our listening area. Have you ever been to Bath County before?
Once, maybe twice, but we always have come in from the west, coming from the west coast back to the east coast, and we'd drop in there and then swing down. This will be our first foray coming down through the Shenandoah National Park and then swinging over this direction. So we are really, really excited about coming into Hot Springs and coming into the Homestead area.
On Thursday, Mr. Petty and around 130 friends and fellow motorsports stars will be riding through Goshen, Virginia, pausing there around 2:30 to meet fans and be presented with the key to the city by Mayor Tom McGraw. From there, the riders will continue west through Panther Gap, Millboro Springs, and on across one more mountain before staying at the Omni Homestead for the night. The Ride Across America annually benefits Victory Junction, a camp near Greensboro, North Carolina, for children with chronic illnesses and their families.
We would ride the Phoenix to the race. And one year we rode out there and people just started joining in and riding with us because we had done it enough that they knew that we were coming through their area, so they would ride. So we thought, oh my gosh, what a great idea. We can pick up people all the way across the country. Well, that's good in theory, not too good in practice. Many people. We decided we would just set the number of people. And like this year, we have about 120 bikes, 130 bikes. There's 220 people in all. Wouldn't count our support people and all the people that travel with us. So it's a pretty big crowd.
Over the years, the ride has become more organized, and last year it raised $1.3 million towards Camp Victory Junction in memory of Kyle's late son, Adam. A large group of retired North Carolina State Highway patrolmen rides with the group to help manage.
And we position them through the pack. You have a couple, three or four that lead, and then you'll have a couple about halfway back and a few at the back. And they're constantly in radio contact with each other, constantly in radio contact with local authorities, so we can keep our group together. We do get spread out when we're on the interstate, because we never ask people to ride over their ability.
When asked how spectator-friendly their stops are along the route, Kyle Petty replied,
"Please, please, please. Everywhere we go, we invite the public to come out and say hello, to spend some time. You know, my dad, Richard Petty, Harry Gant, who is a former driver, Don Tilley, who owns the Harley dealership in Statesville, North Carolina, Herschel McGriff, Ricky Craven, Donnie Allison, a current driver, David Reagan, some of those guys, Herschel Walker, who's a Heisman Trophy winner and ex-NFL player, superstar, he's with us. We have some members of NBC, Rick Allen, Chris Devoda, Rutledge Wood. Some of my colleagues at NBC will be with us. So we invite the public to come out and say hello. I'm hoping my friend Rick Mast, who lives up there, that he comes over and says hello and we get to see him too, because it'd be cool to see him.
To rub elbows with these motorsports celebs on Thursday, you can gather near the BP station in Goshen around 2:30, or to see the whole rolling show come to a rest for the night, find your way to Hot Springs before they take off for the last part of their trip on Friday morning. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.